No, no. Keep up with your gift war. I'm okay sitting over here, basking in the glory that is my win.
I mean, it's the first time you've had a win in like 2 months.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy it while I can. And not a goddamn thing any of y'all can do or say will take that away from me.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to. That was an impressive win.
Thank you. My team showed up for once.
Yeah, I when I looked at it on Saturday and you were projected to lose by like 40, it was coming up with a lot of options for you.
Hey man, I'm feeling good. I could have taken out at least 3 playoff teams this week.
Yeah. Yeah, almost all, with the exception of Dan.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
The playoff teams sucked this week.
Yeah, maybe y'all should be better, man.
I'm really... Well, we'll see what happens on a stat correction. I'm not super hopeful, but I will live in denial for the next 2 days. Yeah. Until they finalize stat corrections.
You know, I was with you when you watched the last one, and yeah, I could see it. I could see the denial in your face through the Charger game.
Yeah, I mean, I needed a field goal, or I needed Drew Tranquil to not get like a tackle, or I needed Austin Eckler to sit the fuck down.
How does it make you feel that the Chargers were in field goal range at the end of the game, and instead of kicking that extra field goal as an extra just fuck you to the Colts, they took a knee? Which is arguably a bigger fuck you to the Colts.
I would have liked the field goal. I'm kind of mad about it. Yeah, I think it's one of those things where my main thing is I picked up Isaiah Hodgins to play against Matt in place of Amari Cooper, and then at the last minute I was like, nah, man, you're going with Amari Cooper. And had I done that, we're not having this conversation. Well, we are having this conversation. It's about how I'm a genius and I'm in the playoff or in the championship game.
And yet you're a moron and you're a
moron and I'm maybe not in the championship game. We're still in the 2-day period. I will wait for stat corrections to roll in.
Yeah.
I am outraged. Outraged!
I walked into your apartment this morning and you were already praying to the football gods. Have you been praying for the last like day and a half?
Oh, I've made 7 sacrifices already and it's only been about 12 hours. So I will continue to live in denial and I will not and I do not concede. I shan't. I won't.
You should.
Not until the numbers are counted completely and fully.
Mike, if we have to go through legislation and fucking legal matters. I will take this
to court. I will file injunctions, stays, whatever I need to.
It makes the question, would this be the first time fantasy football has brought in legalese to try to like change the outcome of a game?
You are talking to the person who wrote the, I don't know, 15-page constitution? In legalese?
Yeah, my question.
I can do this. I will file motions.
That's what I was going to say. Like, do you think anybody's ever done that before? Because I could see, like, in a league that has a hell of a lot more money on the table.
I was going to say, I could see it happening.
That like, could be
yeah,
a thing.
I mean, like an expert. Yeah, I could see that happening. I don't know that it has happened. Wouldn't surprise me if it's happened. I'm sure a lawsuit has been filed as a result of a fantasy
can
football
we
thing.
Be the league to do it for no money value? Like, we just bring it in and, like, set up a lawsuit to make them recount the tackles for our defensive players for no money.
I submit that we can. I also submit that congratulations, Tom. Your punishment's going to be paying for the legal fees for me to sue Matt.
That's going to be so fun to explain to people.
It's not even for the championship. It's just so that I could get into the championship and lose to Dan.
That's the best part. It'll literally be the CS... What is it? The CSFFL? Mm-hmm. Versus the NFL. And like they'll have to cover this. ESPN will have to do interviews. It's gonna be like somebody's suing the NFL because of a stat correction. What the fuck?
This is the thing, right? Like, you just got a guy who decides what kind of a tackle an IDP person has.
Yeah.
Like an IDP gets a tackle or a half tackle, completely at the whim of some random fucking asshole. Like, for example, the Bills stat crew.
Yeah.
Typically a very generous stat crew.
Yeah, they don't like half tackles.
Yeah, they don't. They also apparently don't like Jordan Poyer, who only managed to get me a point. And if he just tackled literally anybody else, we would not be having this conversation.
Well, my question is, does the stat peoples hate Jordan Poyer, or does he just hate you and decided to take
the
wink off?
The issue was that they were at Soldier Field and not... It wasn't a Bills home game. If it was a Bills home game, I'm in the
fucking championship.
Sure.
I don't think you understand how generous the Bills.
Oh, they are very generally. They're very like there was a couple of years where I drafted specifically their linebackers because I knew I was getting extra points right. that I did not deserve.
Yeah,
Tremaine Edmonds. Fuck yes, I'll take him. Thank you.
Yep. Little hack for all of you out there: draft Bills defensive players. They tend to get a couple extra points that they shouldn't have.
I don't like that we're giving out our secrets.
I mean, I had literally one Bills defensive player on my team this year. It's not like I followed that advice.
That's true.
And it fucked me. That particular player fucked me.
Best season ever! You know, except for the one where I won that one time. That was kind of nice. I'm so goddamn happy. I don't think you understand. Like, you got to see it firsthand. I have been on cloud nine since about 7:45. Last night?
Yeah. Yep, Paris Campbell caught one ball, and you were like, that's it!
Yep, that's all. Literally, like, I looked at the matchups as, like, if he catches one pass, one, just one singular pass, I win. He caught two.
You even called him Paris Campbell. You didn't call him Parias Campbell, and that's when I knew. I was like, oh, he's serious.
Oh, yeah.
Because I will use the man's name.
You know what I said? Like, I'm sitting there, we were at Old Plank on, what was it? Christmas? Yeah, Christmas. We're watching the shit show of shit shows with Denver and LA. And I had to watch Alex Singleton get 20 fucking tackles. And it felt like 20 tackles straight. Because every time I looked back at the TV, there he was getting another fucking tackle. And I was like, I'm going to lose because I'm a fucking defensive player. And I'm going to murder somebody. I'm going to be pissed. Because I knew if it came down, it was close. And it came down to Paris beating Khalil Mack. That shit wasn't going to happen. And then DeAndre Hopkins disappeared. And have not come down from that high yet.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'd be pretty stoked if I were you. You know, not getting punished, I imagine, feels pretty good.
It feels fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that's the only thing that like softens a landing in a playoff loss is, well, at least I'm not getting punished.
Yeah.
Like I'm guaranteed to be safe.
Yeah.
I'm not winning the ship. I don't get the belt.
But I guess we should probably talk about somebody else's matchup other than mine, and maybe I guess yours.
I'll do mine real quick. If I lose, still a big if. Shit.
Win.
In the event.
Win.
Of a certified official loss.
Win.
I think it's a little poetic that I, the highest scoring team in the league, lost because I'm the lowest scoring team in the league to the second lowest scoring team in the league this week.
It would make me so happy.
Yeah, it is what they call an epic collapse. And, you know, people are here for it, so.
I'm here for chaos.
I know. I'm also here for chaos. So here's what I'd like to have happen. I want everybody on Dan and Matt's teams to die.
Except Eckler.
No. Especially Eckler.
If we could just leave him alone.
Anyway, I want it to come down. The championship game. Want it to come down to kickers. Because we refuse to get rid of them, so might as well make them relevant.
I want them gone. They're the only goddamn reason I'm in this fucking mess.
Oh, I don't think you understand. Matt voted for kickers. So I want Dan to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want him to win by a fucking field goal.
By an extra point.
No, I want him to win by a field
goal. Ooh, no, better than that. Better than that. Matt is up 4.5 points. 4.5 points as time expires in the Monday night game. Dan's kicker kicks a 50-yard field goal to win.
How about Matt is up by 0.5 point and his kicker misses an extra point?
I can live with that, too.
I like that one. Whichever one is a direct fucking of Matt by a kicker is what I want. I'm rooting for.
You can pick which one you hate more. That's the one we want.
Yeah. Yeah. I want Matt to be victimized by kickers. I'm going to drop Dicker the Kicker so Dan can pick him up.
I like this version of you. The bitter, like, really angry version. This one makes me happy. Like, somehow we flipped this week, and I don't know how.
I lost by a slightly large Clyde.
Oh, and I won. A championship as of sorts.
Kinda.
It's like...
Well, you didn't win. It's the golf championship. Like, it's the one that's usually, you know, the fewer strokes you have, kind of, with the... Yeah, you won peace. I did. You won safety.
I did. Oh, the last 6 weeks has been just hell. But that's enough.
We should talk about Dan and Carlos. Puppy Bowl 3.
See, we should talk about it, but I looked at it this morning. What else is there to say?
Here's the thing. Matt and my matchup was interesting because it was close.
For all the wrong reasons.
And it was close for all the wrong reasons. Yes. It's not like we had epic successes. We just had failure after abject failure.
Yep.
And that kept it close and interesting. Dan and Carlos decided to take whatever the opposite route of that is and just... By Saturday afternoon, we're just done with Puppy Bowl 3.
It was like Saturday at 3, and he was like, all right, well, that was fun. Gonna go drink. Bye.
Yep. And then Sunday, with the Packers at the Dolphins, really just kind of like cemented it in there with Jalen Waddle and his bullshit.
I do remember watching that game and going, oh, that's an 85-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle. Great! Don't have to watch that shit show anymore.
Couldn't be Tyreek. You couldn't throw it to Tyreek Hill?
I feel like he did. God damn it. A couple times.
Literally one more time. One time. One more time. God damn it. Piece of shit.
You know my favorite play from that game, and it has no relevancy in our league whatsoever, is last week I had to watch Jason's team lose because Christian Watson couldn't catch a 2-yard pass on the goal line. This week, they ran the exact same play. And I mean verbatim. They're at the 2. They hike it. Christian Watson takes 2 steps, turns right, and is supposed to catch the ball and kind of waltz into the end zone. Last week, he didn't turn and got hit in the head.
Yeah.
This week, he turned, caught the ball, and then tripped on his own 2 feet.
Yeah.
And fell 1 yard short.
Yeah.
And then got hurt. And I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers pulled a, who was the one that took the ice skate to the leg? Tanya Harding. Yeah, I'm not saying he did a Tanya Harding, but.
Have you heard the absolutely insane conspiracy theory about Aaron Rodgers?
I'm super excited.
So there's a theory.
Okay.
That Jordan Love.
Okay.
Has been microdosing Aaron Rodgers with ayahuasca the entire season. Because Aaron Rodgers, an advocate for ayahuasca, has already publicly said, like, yeah, this shit's great. When you microdose someone who's done ayahuasca, they don't notice, like, the effects of it, right? Like, you don't have the hallucinations and stuff, yada, yada, but you're just kind of, like, off, but you don't really, like, feel or notice it. So the theory is that Jordan Love is trying super hard to take that job. So he's been microdosing the water that Aaron Rodgers drinks with ayahuasca.
This is my new favorite conspiracy. It's total bullshit.
Oh, it's complete bullshit.
I'm in.
I don't know where the fuck it came from. But like, I mean, okay.
Still, the ball's on Jordan Love to think that he's good enough that if Aaron Rodgers gets kicked out, that he's the new quarterback and they're not immediately going, hey, what's Jimmy G doing this year?
I mean, what is Jimmy G doing next year?
He ain't going back to San Fran. Why would I pay you $20 million when I got this kid who's Mr. Irrelevant for like $100K?
Connor, you let us know. What are the 49ers doing at quarterback next year? Is it Trey Lance, Jimmy G, Brock Purdy? Maybe bring back C.J. Beathard for fun?
That'd be fun. It's Trey Lance, C.J. Beathard, and then Purdy in like 1, 2, 3. just Purdy's at the top of the list.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird year with quarterbacks, though, right? Like, you got your Brock Purdy coming out of fucking nowhere. You got your Mike White coming out of fucking nowhere. You got your Zach Wilson crashing directly into Earth and then, you know, bouncing back up and crashing directly back into Earth yet again.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen a draft pick fail this miserably. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. Yeah, I remember one. Jamarcus Russell. He's the new Jamarcus Russell.
Well, you know, what's interesting, and I think you'll find this especially interesting, is that I happened upon the Jets subreddit the other day, and the comparison made most frequently over there was Ryan Leaf.
He wasn't drafted first overall. Wait.
Neither was Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Zach wasn't. Ryan Leaf was drafted first overall.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Zach wasn't. The only comparison to Ryan Leaf right now is Jamarcus Russell, because he was drafted first overall and was complete and utter dog shit and took worst drafted quarterback away from Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf could have been good if it wasn't for cocaine.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, drugs? Yeah. He's rehabilitated. He is very much rehabilitated. He even commented on a game once, like he was a commentator.
Sure.
I don't know why they let that dude anywhere near a stadium, because, you know, drugs. Yeah. But, like, okay.
Just saying. Weird year. Zach Wilson's going to get cut. Yep. That'll be fun for somebody.
Yep.
And
Jimmy G will be on the market.
Jimmy G, Zach Wilson, you know, take a pick of those two guys.
Do I have to? Like, I feel like that's an easy choice.
The Buccaneers are probably going to have to, which is going to be really funny when Jimmy G just follows Tom Brady again.
That will be kind of funny.
Because you know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to go to Tampa.
He's going to go to Tampa because Brady's going to go to New England.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm here for it.
I believe that. That's a conspiracy theory that I buy into, is that Tom Brady is on his fucking way to New England right now.
I'm looking forward to Mac Jones, like that interaction with Tom Brady. Tom, are you here to be my backup? Are you out of your fucking mind? Get the fuck out of my locker room. Get the fuck out of my locker. You know, Oakland's going to be looking for a quarterback. Very possibly.
They should be. Yeah. They should also probably look for a new coach, but that'll be next year.
The Giants will also be looking. They literally can't fire him. They literally cannot fire Josh McDaniels.
No, I know.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
We talked about it, and it is my favorite thing. It'll be my favorite thing next year. Right now, as Devontae Adams' manager, I'm pretty pissed off about it.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
But yeah,
Denver has to figure out what the fuck they're doing.
Russell Wilson.
Although, they're doing Russell Wilson.
They might just make Russell Wilson the head coach.
So I was trying to think of this the other day. Can you name any other coach not named Urban Meyer that was fired midway through their first season as an NFL coach?
No, because as far as I'm aware, there hasn't been one.
Like,
not without
a massive scandal.
Urban Meyer was fired because of a scandal. Had it not been for a scandal, he'd probably still be there now. The issue being that Nathaniel Hackett didn't make it through his first year because he's a fucking bad football coach.
Yeah.
And they made the guy who does clock management the head coach. I wouldn't say that clock management is a strength of the Denver Broncos.
No. But then again, the only strength on that team is the defense.
Would you also hear what the pecking order is? Like, so they're going to bring in a new coach, mm-hmm. and the coach doesn't report to the GM.
Who does he report to?
The owner.
Damn. So the GM's all the way out, too.
Probably, but then they have to get another GM, unless the dude's just going to Jerry Jones it.
I would love to watch this whole shit show. I must say that it's absolutely, as a Charger fan, it's my favorite thing, watching the division try to destroy itself from inside.
I mean, the Broncos are fucked and getting fuckedier.
Like, you know, as like Chargers and Chiefs fans, we have to be sitting back going like, this is hilarious, right? This is, we don't even have to do anything. They'll just implode by themselves, right? This is great.
I like that you don't include Raiders fans because they're like dealing with their own shit over
there.
They're
imploding on a whole different level for a whole other set of reasons.
They're like, we don't even give a shit about the Broncos right now. We're trying to fix our own stuff.
I love it.
So in our league.
Yep. Back to us.
I think we started very briefly talking about the Puppy Bowl and then started talking about other shit.
It tended to happen.
So
that matchup was boring.
It was boring.
Carlos, you are awful. Your team is bad and you should feel bad.
But there was also a bet involved with
there
that.
Was.
And
there
that
was.
Bet means that Carlos, for a second time, has to eat a very, very hot Nashville chicken sandwich.
But this time he does have to come to breakfast with us in the morning.
That is true.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Buy stock in Tums.
Yeah.
is what I would tell people. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Here's why I'm happy. And it has nothing to do with football. Because I think Carlos eating a Nashville hot chicken sandwich and having to suffer is funnier than the same thing, but with Dan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'll enjoy it more.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy
like
it
I would,
the
to be clear, I would not feel bad for Dan. I just don't think Dan would be as funny. I think he'd handle it a little bit better.
Yeah.
Than Carlos would.
Yeah. The retellings of the story will be much more muted if it was Dan.
Sure.
Than if it was Carlos.
Sure. With Dan, it'd just be like, we don't talk about it.
It hurt. Everything was awful. Wasn't good. I hated everyone. That was it.
I had to have another surgery on my hip afterwards to repair that damage. That was done. Carl would just be like, "You want to see it?" I took pictures.
No, Carlos. Oh, well, here they are anyway. God damn it, Carlos! Could you not?
So that should be interesting and fun, yeah, and we will update. Anyone who doesn't come to that with pictures, perhaps some video, definitely some sounds.
Oh, yeah. Sounds will be key. So I'm quite looking forward to us giving him the bill in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't turn off in the off season. Don't turn off your sleeper chat notifications because there can be some stuff that's happening.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
But that matchup got out of hand quickly.
It did.
Everything that could have gone wrong for Carlos pretty much did. And were it not for, you know, the Bears being the Bears in a fourth quarter game, like Josh Allen would have been, it would have been worse is what I'm saying for Carlos.
Yeah. Yeah. Sucks to be Carlos.
I mean, hey.
So currently that makes our championship Black Magic versus the most boring team in the league.
I mean, it's a couple fresh faces.
Yeah, that's true. This is new.
I mean, Dan's won before. Once. His rookie season. His first time in the league. Hasn't touched it since. Hasn't even been in it since. So that's new. This is Matt's first championship berth as well.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It is.
Let's create a narrative here, Clyde.
You always remember your first.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so maybe you don't. Because you've got 8 billion of those fucking things. But I remember my first, goddammit.
What do we think about this matchup?
Let's talk about Dan.
All right, let's talk about Dan.
Because Dan's in.
Dan's fucked.
That it?
Yeah.
I mean,
Dan's fucked.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's it. That is the analysis that I am giving. I will not extrapolate on that.
So Dan's fucked. Who's winning?
Me.
Matt.
Me.
Or Matt.
Me.
Or Matt.
Me.
Or Matt.
Or Matt.
Yeah.
Whoever of the two of us is in the championship.
You know what?
Recount!
You know what? New evidence has come to light.
Gasp.
Matt will lose.
Probably.
Pick a week. I don't care if he loses on Thursday or next week. Matt loses. Which means they both lose. Which means,
Do you know what's gonna happen?
Huh.
I'm gonna tell you straight up. This is not a prediction.
Okay.
This is what is going to happen.
Okay.
I will not be stat corrected into the championship.
Right.
And I will absolutely destroy Carlos in the third place game. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because this week against Matt, he was playing my team without its best player. I have Jalen Hurts. I beat Matt. I get Jalen Hurts back this coming week because they lost to the Cowboys, and Jalen Hurts is going to play. So Jalen Hurts comes in. I destroy Carlos with the Jalen Hurts-led team. I also score more points than both of those two idiots in the championship, and I scream about it for the next entire year.
I'm here for it because in that scenario, you still lost? And yet so did the other two.
See, that's where you're wrong. Because I buy myself a championship ring and another belt because we have to replace the one we have anyway. And then I just wear those and I am the pretender to the crown for an entire year. And frankly, I'm here for that because pretender to the crown also looks good on me.
I mean,
just court, as much as the crown does.
Court jester also works in this scenario. But I mean, that's work. That's fine. That's
Unfortunately fine. For you, that's Tom.
I don't know. I feel like
New punishment idea. Oh my God.
Poor Tom. He's had like four punishments in this episode, and he just doesn't know where to go anymore.
If we ever hear from Tom again, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
He'll, can't punish me if you can't find me.
He'll listen to the first 20 minutes of this and be like, nope, I'm out.
Nope. Pass.
We will
pass. Immediately pass.
Immediately, he will drop all of our numbers. Sure. He will send out a text saying it was fun to play with you guys, bye, and that's the last we will hear about Tom until he's married when we don't get an invitation to the wedding. Do you want to make any predictions before we close out?
I feel like I just did. I'm going to beat Dan in the championship matchup.
Right. And my prediction is that Dan will be mad, and then Matt will cry.
My serious prediction time.
Yes.
Dan's going to win the championship.
Yep.
And a dark black cloud will hang over this league for the entire offseason.
Say this every year you don't win it. Every year that it's done, hoisting the trophy,
this is,
like,
this is
a
different.
Dark cloud over the league.
This is different.
This is a dark time. We're in the dark ages.
This is different.
This is the bad times. Clearly something's wrong with the league.
Well, that's true.
We need to fix something because something
is
went
different
horribly wrong.
Because I'm the evil you know. Dan is very much a new evil. This isn't the good guy defeating evil. That's not what this is. This is a superior form of evil taking control.
Listen, I saw new evil last year. I lived.
Okay, here's what it is. You're a Stranger Things guy.
Sure.
Dan's Vecna. I'm the Mind Flayer. Dan is Vecna.
What did Vecna really do anyway? Except for murder a bunch of people.
Sucked people's eyes out of their heads for some reason.
And you act like the Mind Flayer was any better.
I mean, it was until Vecna came along.
Why can't I have something new? I like new and interesting. You're old and boring.
You can't call everybody boring.
I'm working my way there. I'm about halfway through the league.
You're in ninth place. You're boring.
But I just won a semi-formal championship game of sorts. So currently,
I also like that you have to talk about it like it's a championship game for you to feel better about
it. That's the only thing I got. God damn it! Let me have this.
Congratulations on your bronze turd.
Tom
is, however, the Duke of Defecation, the King of Crap, the Pope of Poop.
I can't wait for us to release the draft episode where we all called this from a mile away.
We'd have to find it and also go back and then listen and make sure we made that call. And if we didn't, edit it to make it sound like we did.
Look, I know the recording next week is going to say that we recorded it a week last week, but I promise you it was recorded much, much earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Dan's going to win the championship.
Yep.
Matt's going to fall flat, I think. I think he's going to panic. So he and I were the lowest scoring teams on the week, and I think he will look at his team, look at Dan's team, and realize that he has to make a lot of adjustments, and then he's going to over-tinker. I think that'll be Matt's undoing, is he'll tinker himself into a loss.
I fully agree. I think he's already looking at his team going, what can I do to fix it?
Sure.
And he's not taking that step back where you look at your team and go, all right, they just had a bad week last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to fix. Just need to reevaluate, put the right guys in.
Right. He's going to put Higbee in. Mm-hmm. Higbee's going to do shit. Because it's still Baker Mayfield, guys. Like, let's see if he gets anybody else fired.
Hey, he's 2 on the season, man. We should do a bet for the game. Actually, no.
They should do a bet for the game.
They should do a bet. And we should have a bet on their bet
to make it fun for us.
Well, whatever their bet is should involve us.
Oh, that's true.
Because we're making it happen. We're facilitating. Yeah. There's a fee.
Dan and Matt, you need to get in touch with each other and figure out a bet.
Yeah, y'all got dogs. In fact, each of you has two dogs. Puppy Bowl 4!
This is Puppy Bowl 4. Well, technically, it should be 5 at this point.
I don't care.
Actually, they both have two dogs.
I literally just said
that. I don't listen when you talk.
Apparently. Jesus Christ, that's the second time this episode.
Tuned you out. Figure something out so me and Mike can bet on that bet, because it's going to be dumb and it'll be more interesting for us to bet on your bet because that's more interesting to us.
Bigger stakes. It's the ship, so embiggen it. One entire chicken made in the Nashville hot variety style.
God. Oh.
We'll do that here, so you can you can be close to your own bathroom.
Nobody likes an away game for that kind of activity.
No.
Just ask Carlos. In fact, we should have asked him last week what it was like to have, you know, away game toilet paper available to him. Because, like, it's, you know,
I have a feeling this year he's just going to
bring his own
fucking roll.
He'll have those, like, nice, like, Cottonelle flushable wipes.
Carlos, why are you bringing 12 rolls? Don't question it. Just shut up and get in the car.
We talked about poop almost the entire last episode, and that has not changed.
Yeah. I've thought about it, and I've decided I want both teams to lose.
Uh-huh.
If we want to include you in on this, I want you all to lose.
Carlos, too, or he can win?
No, all of you.
Everybody.
Everyone.
All the four remaining teams. Well, two remaining, and then me and Carlos.
The 2.25 in your mind.
Half.
Yeah, I want all four of you to lose.
I'm going to laugh my fucking ass off if a stat correction actually comes through and puts me in the championship. I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. You think your gift storm was something. Holy, y'all are not prepared. Like, I'm not even going to give a shit if I win the championship game. So this is going to be like, I'm not even supposed to be here. This is great.
I want y'all all to lose horrifically. Like, I want you each to lose by 100 points, and I'm not sure how that'll work in the championship game, but if it could, that'd be fucking wonderful. You know what I really want? I want Tom to set his lineup this week and absolutely smash every record. Like, I want him to get 350 points. Just so Tom, who's in last place and will finish the season as the total bowl champion, can say he won the championship by beating the pants off everybody else. If he could outscore both teams combined, even better. That's the world I want to live in.
Why?
Because I hate you all. That's why.
Okay.
Mostly you're not, Matt.
You're not, like, bitter, though, at all.
I'm in a great place. Super laid back, super chilled, happy to be here. I still want you all to lose.
I was gonna say I'm not sure I would like call the league basement a great place. It seems,
considering where I expected to be,
fair,
doing great,
fair.
But yeah, if Matt specifically could lose by like 150 points, that'd be fucking wonderful. You know what? I'm torn. Here's the thing: I'm really torn. I'm not sure if I want him to lose by 150 points, or if I want him to lose by half a point. I want that feeling that you have right now. For him to have.
I'm actually okay. I'm not happy. I feel like it'd be worse in a championship game, though. Like, if there was a championship game, I'd be substantially more disappointed.
Yeah. I want that for him.
I do, too. But, like, fuck both of them, though.
No, yeah, I want Dan to have that, too, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah. Trying to figure out who would take it harder, a loss in the championship game.
Ironically, neither one of them will take it hard.
I know, that's the annoying thing. Like, Carlos in there, like, I know that we won't hear from him for a couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be bad. Like, it'd be really bad.
He's like, I can't do this anymore. It keeps happening. Yeah. But with Dan will just be like, I'm just happy I made it this far.
Matt's going to be like that.
Yeah, Matt will be like, oh, this is what happens when I actually try.
Who wins?
Didn't we do this already?
I'm doing it again because this time I can't let you say you.
Dan. I think Dan wins. I think Dan is a better team. Well, Dan has a better team in that Dan's team is not
Dan has
crawling more. Into the championship game.
Dan has more depth. He has a lot more depth. He has more good players.
I don't
players.
Know about depth. I mean, he's got Christian McCaffrey
yep.
and probably the best wide receiver situation in the league.
That's where his quarterback situation is not bad either because he loses Tua and he just throws in Burrow and calls it a day.
I think he's been running Burrow the whole time. Like I think where Matt's going to have a tough time is his wide receivers kind of suck. He's good at running back. He's great at quarterback. But he's got Ja'Marr Chase, and then like next best option is Adam Thielen, and that's just...
Yeah, that doesn't help.
It's not helping. Had he managed to get Keenan Allen, we would be talking a different story. But he's going to start two tight ends.
Had many of us gotten Keenan Allen, we'd be having a much different discussion. Sure.
I do appreciate that. I think almost every year, one of the teams in the championship game has started two tight ends. In a league where we do not have a tight end, an official tight end spot. And that is just funny to me. I've done it. I won a championship with a double tight end team. I'm pretty sure one of Joe or Tom did it last year. And Matt's going to do it this year. I'm sure he's putting two of his three tight ends in there.
I just don't see it being Higbee. It's dumb.
Mark who Andrews. Are we to set a man's lineup for him?
That's fair.
But yeah, I mean, and then, you know, he'll have two tight ends and Dan will have Jaylen Waddle, A.J. Brown, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Christian McCaffrey. Fuck, Dan could probably just leave one of his flex spots blank and still win.
Bet.
Dan, we're going to need you to leave a flex spot blank.
No. We get one when he sets his lineup. Pick one. You pick a flex spot. You pick any player you want.
Oh, so we'll look and we'll see and I'll say like deduct this player's points from his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell, I can probably tell you, if he's putting Rashad White, I'm taking that spot. That's what I'm picking.
Correct. That would be my choice as well. Yeah. Fuck them both. That's what I say.
I was about to say, this championship makes me sad because I don't want either one of them to win.
It's not interesting. It's boring.
When you got the most boring team in the league in the championship, yeah, it's going to be boring.
Yeah.
And the other one's just evil.
Yeah.
He said to the most evil person in the league.
No, that's Dan.
God damn it. We're going to have to watch Dan and Matt. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Good luck with Carlos.
We'll see.
You hold that hope. You hold it so tight. Don't let it slip.
You so understand.
When it falls out of your grasp,
I will consolidate my power. I will bench their entire team.
I will collect every one of those tears. Bottle it up. And anytime I'm having a bad day,
I will get Roger on the phone and I'll be like, bro, you got to hold the games this weekend. I filed an injunction. I'm sorry. You know the fucking two assholes that were like, well, we don't get student loan forgiveness, so we're going to file a lawsuit so that nobody in the entire country gets student loan forgiveness. Those two individual assholes.
Yep.
Hi, that's going to be me with the championship. I'm going to get all of the NFL games this weekend postponed until an official forensic accountant of my hiring for our league podcast does an audit on the stat corrections and tackles of the league.
This is just a long-winded way for you to get a forensic specialist to look at our league and have the NFL pay for it.
That's correct.
Okay. I accept this, and I'm okay with it.
Okay, good. Okay.
I mean, I'm here for it either way. It'll be entertaining, and I can't wait to do my first ESPN interview because it's going to be on ESPN. So let me get this straight. Y'all are suing the NFL. No, he is. I'm just here for the show. Say hi. Yeah, I'm down for this.
I'll take it to the Supreme Court. I don't give a fuck.
Just so you know, every interview you do will just have me attached to your side, just waving. Just happy to be here. Super happy to be here. What is this lawsuit about? I don't know. I stopped listening. It's all the way to the Supreme Court. I know. We don't know how we got here either.
You've heard of screw you guys, I'm going home. Screw you guys, I'm filing an injunction and going to the Supreme Court.
It's going to be a new thing. Any loss. Any loss from here on out. I'm filing an injunction.
The season is on hold.
Can we just keep playing, though? Yes, but there's an asterisk starting right now. This is the point where I would have won out had this play gone differently. Like, we had a game that was decided by less than a Clyde that would have got me into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I would like to go back and file an injunction.
I'm not going to stop you.
Oh, shit. Mike, we're on a whole new trajectory right now. Because you don't understand the implications.
I don't care.
Wait, no, Tom still would have lost their mind. It doesn't matter. Tom C was bad. That's
sealed.
This is about proving a point. And that point
is that I'm better than him.
I am a better manager than that guy.
That guy's an idiot.
Shoots over to Connor and Cesar. Which is like, I don't know what I did. Better yet, it shoots over to Connor and Cesar, who have no idea what's going on.
Any last words for our two finalists?
I mean, I don't remember exactly where we left off because we did just go on that 30-minute tangent about where I file injunction against Matt, and eventually that leads me to become the co-president of the United States with you. Mm-hmm. So that was a fun story, and it was a great ride. And if anybody wants to hear it, you know, let me know because it's probably definitely getting cut. That said, I'll assume that we were talking about Dan and Matt.
Yes.
Given the injunction that I'm going to file.
Yes.
And I would like to tell them, I just want them to know that I hate them.
Yes.
They're stupid.
I agree.
They smell bad.
They do.
They're ugly.
They are.
And Dan's fucking 90. Matt's a big old bitch. And Dan's 90 years
old. Dan's just geriatric as fuck at this point in his life. Like, you go into that surgery and go, give me RoboCop legs.
Yeah, obviously.
But and he decided to not do that.
Well, he currently is not in possession of RoboCop legs, so, yeah.
I don't think I have to say anything else. I know, we all know he fucked up.
Yeah, obviously his decision-making is called into question.
Yeah. Which will showcase this week when he loses because of a matchup.
So it's in our best interest, I think. For Dan to win, because while there would always be a constant reminder in, of some kind from Dan that he won, if Matt wins, it's going to be kind of like when Joe won, except we have to see Matt periodically, and he's going to be a bigger douche about it.
Oh, I thought he was going to be a baby back bitch.
He's already a baby back bitch.
That is fair.
He can't be more of a baby back bitch.
Don't tempt him.
I feel like he's reached the pinnacle of baby back bitchdom. Bitchitude? Baby back bitchitude?
I think bitchdom.
Bitchdom?
Yeah. Because, again, he is a baby back bitch.
Right. It just doesn't feel the same.
Just all I want is them to make it interesting, man. Don't let me fucking hate this thing. I got to have my fun. Now, can somebody else make it interesting for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll be hate watching.
Me too. Me too.
Don't fuck it up, gentlemen.
We're all
one of
you's
gonna fuck it up so bad. I'm gonna laugh so fucking hard. The amount of the amount of shit that we're gonna give whoever loses this fucking game. Legendary.
It gonna be bad. And with that,
oh, also Joe beat Eddie.
We almost did it again.
And with that, oh, also Eric beat the Tummy Ache Twins.
Yes, he did. Full circle.
Yeah, which puts him in sixth, seventh, sixth,
fifth.
Wow.
I'm going to go get drunk now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Good.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.